Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving you all new players a can't-miss offer for Week 1. You bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season, and you'll receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. If you haven't joined DraftKings yet, this is the time to do it. $200 in free bets instantly if you only bet a dollar. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. Back in with me is Andrew P. Shea. And before we get started, Andy, with your season preview, we got to announce our winner. And that winner, yes, it is Ryan from DuBois, who was very calculating, Andy. He said he was going to figure out a way to win. He mentioned he liked pizza with meat toppings. He said Ross had the greatest football insight in the world. He compared me to Steven Spielberg. And then he asked a question about the offensive line. Ryan, you cracked the code on how to win the shirt. We'll be getting in contact with you. All right, Andy, it's season preview time. We're that close to the season. Penn State starts in less than a week and a half. What are you looking forward to? Is there a game that sticks out to you, Andy, that you can't wait to see?
Oh, there absolutely is. So when we're talking about season preview, you and I, we're talking about the guts of who they have to play, not like positions and offense and defense. I think when you're talking about Penn State 2021 season, you are talking about their awesome schedule. And the game that I am looking forward to is October 2nd at Beaver Stadium, when the Indiana Hoosiers will be the opponent. Look, Indiana is becoming a threat in the Big Ten East, right? And at the moment, in my mind, I don't know if you agree or disagree, they've passed Michigan State, right, in terms of how they play out against and what kind of opponent they are. They have the perfect program coach / CEO / cheerleader for what was a downtrodden program. Like, he was outstanding at the, you know, sort of us versus the world and all of that garbage. He's a great salesman. He's a bit of a whiner, but he's a, you know, cheerleader salesman. Now, this is a whole different animal now. They are a little bit of the hunted and not the hunter. And Indiana's the favorite this game. And if you look back at 2020, Penn State coached itself a little bit out of this season opening victory on the road a year ago, and Devin Ford sort of foreshadowed his inability to be an RB1 with a huge mental blunder. And sorry, objectively, completely objectively, as a college football fan, there's no rule in the book you can show me that makes that outstretched ball on the goal line worth any points. Slow motion, blow-ups included, I just can't see it. So the Hoosiers are coming to Beaver Stadium as a favorite. They'll probably, unless things go sideways, they're always going to be a favorite to win this game. So let's see what you got, Indiana. Come to the Beaver Stadium, a tough place to play, and prove that you're a next-level team in the Big Ten East. That is my top game.
Were you saying Indiana was the favorite? Penn State's actually the 5.5-point favorite on that, Andy.
Indiana will be the favorite when that game comes up.
You believe?
I'm just saying. I believe Indiana will be the favorite.
Okay, the point spread right now has Penn State as the favorite. But you think
crazy? Go ahead. Yeah.
I think
Indiana's a favorite.
I think you're wrong.
Okay.
You're wrong, Andy. You're wrong. This is not even your opinion. No, you're wrong. Penn State, I think, is technically the favorite, but I believe also that's a game at home, revenge game. And if you go back and look at that game from a year ago, Penn State dominated that game. They did. They dominated the game. And, yes, Devin Ford just, brain locked there by scoring the touchdown. gave Indiana an opportunity. And Penn State's defense, which was very much controlling Indiana's offense all game, I think there was that letdown after they left the field the previous time. They felt the game was over, and all of a sudden they had to get back on the field and stop a team. That's hard to restart in that way. And again, the very tough call that you alluded to. What I find interesting about the schedule, Andy, is you brought up Indiana as an interesting game. To me, you have Penn State, you know, the heavy underdog against Ohio State, and you have them a pretty heavy favorite against a lot of teams there. Typically, there's only one or two games that you say, these are the toss-up games. Don't know if they're going to win or lose. What I find interesting about this schedule is I could find like four or five games, maybe even five games that I'll call toss-up games. Wisconsin, Auburn, Indiana, Iowa, and Michigan. That's five games that I think if you pick Penn State to win those games, you're not crazy. If you pick the opponent to win those games, you're not crazy. But I think that's unusual for Penn State to have five of those games on their schedule.
Yeah, it is unusual. And for me, it shows that, you know, for this team, there's so much in front of them, and they control so much of their own destiny, right? Like, and it just shows that there's a gap. The gap between, say, like 9-3 and 10-2, or 6-6 and possibly even 5-7, it's so razor thin for this team. Like, there's, with that many toss-up games thrown, and you've got Ohio State, you know, you didn't even talk about the Ohio State game. That's a six. You see what I'm saying? Like, the gap between possibly being a 9-3 team or a 10-2 regular season team and going the other way and being 6-6 or 5-7, it's so narrow. And they have to do a lot of their heavy lifting on the road. So, but I don't know if you're Penn State coming off the 2020 season that you had. I don't know if you won it any other way. Like, it's right there in front of you, in your hands. You don't need any help. You don't need anybody beating somebody else. You got them on your schedule. And that is a very powerful tool for this team.
And I think what you also have to come away with thinking when you look at Penn State's schedule is how front-loaded it is. In those first six games, obviously Wisconsin to start, Auburn as the third game, and then game 5 and 6 is home with Indiana and on the road with Iowa. We didn't mention that game either, Andy. We're going to know pretty quickly, aren't we, what this Penn State team has.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little bit, I think I'm going to go a little bit more narrow, right? You said the first six, and you're 100% right. I kind of look at this, I look at the first three games, and at Wisconsin, tough ask, Camp Randall fans, Wisconsin's supposed to be better. Hello, the most underperforming team other than Michigan in the Big Ten, in my opinion. Then you've got the defending MAC champion, Ball State. They're coming home. And then you've got an SEC opponent in Auburn coming to Beaver. It's a night game and a whiteout, right? Auburn's a night game and a whiteout. Am I correct, Jimmy?
Yes.
Like,
yes,
so that
is.
Just elevates it right there. So for this 2021 season, for this Penn State team, I look at those first three games, and Ball State is a toughie. It's just going to be a toughie. That team's going to play with its hair on fire, their experience. They got everybody back, and they're pretty darn good. They finished in the top 25 at the end of last year. That I'm lumping those three kind of together and saying, man, Penn State either has to be 2-1 or 3-0 coming out of those three games, in my opinion, based on the fact that they didn't respond well to losing adversity last year, right? Like, confidence matters, and they didn't respond well when it went sideways for them on a losing front last year. So they've got to have success early, and it's a tall, tall ask. The first three games simply are just a tall ask of this football team, and I think you'll learn practically everything you need to know after 12 quarters about the 2021 Nittany Lions.
All right, Andy, before I ask you for your bold predictions for the season, let me ask you for a season record prediction.
Oh, man. I've been vacillating between 7-5 and 8-4. I just think it's the road games, the road schedule is just, you know, it's Ohio State, Iowa, Wisconsin, Maryland, and Michigan State all on the road. That's a lot of road meat on the bone. 8-4. Let's go 8-4 because I think they have great potential.
Okay. I've been seeing a lot of people placing the over-under for Penn State at 9 wins. I most recently, on DraftKings over-under, they had it at 8.5. At 8.5, I would go the over with 9 wins. At 9 wins, I'm staying away from that bet. I can see how you might go with 8-4, Andy, but this is what everybody waits for, though. I need your season bold predictions.
My season bold predictions, I have two of them, right? PJ Mustipher is a first-team All-Big Ten and is in the conversation to be an All-American. That's my boldest of bold predictions. And my quasi-secondary bold prediction, just kind of couching a little bit, I think at the end of 12 games, healthy and in the lineup, that you get a little bit closer version to the 2019 Sean Clifford and less of the 2020 version of Sean Clifford. And I know you're a big Mike Yurcich fan. You're the new OC guy. He's your guy. I believe this guy helped Sean Clifford a bit more than either one of his previous two coordinators did. I agree with you on that front. I think this guy's smart enough to figure out the offense to make Sean Clifford find a way to be successful. I'm not saying he's the full version of 2019, just a closer version of it. That's my two bold predictions. My boldest one is that Mustipher is going to be a monster up front.
Well, you kind of stole my thunder a bit because you're right. I am a Yurcich guy. And
you are.
I'm going to say that Sean Clifford, after this season, people are going to forget that 2020 season, that Sean Clifford, I'm not saying he's going to turn into, you know, a first-round draft pick. No, right. He's not going to be Joe Burrow. But I do think after the 21 season, I think people are going to say the question of whether Sean Clifford would come back for another season, I'm going to say that Penn State fans are going to want Sean Clifford to come back for another season in 2022, that he will perform well enough that he'll win back the fans. All right, Andy, that is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for Week 1. Bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.